USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. President Trump has suggested that Senator Dianne Feinstein, the ranking Democrat on the Judiciary Committee, leaked a letter in which a Kavanaugh accuser, Dr. Christine Blasey Ford, told her story. During a CBS interview on Face the Nation, Republican Senator Tom Cotton said there's a well-established process of confidentiality on the committee.
Dianne Feinstein could have showed that letter to Chuck Grassley, and the two of them, as the leaders of that committee, could have shared it with the FBI, who could have discreetly conducted this inquiry in July and in August without betraying Ms. Ford's confidences. And they have betrayed her. They pointed her to lawyers who lied to her and did not tell her that the committee staff was willing to go to California to interview her.
Amy Klobuchar, a Democrat on the Judiciary Committee, tells CNN's State of the Union,
"The White House should not be allowed to micromanage an FBI investigation."
The president says the FBI can interview anyone they want. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif on CBS's Face the Nation rejects Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's allegations of a new secret atomic warehouse near Tehran, branding it the latest nonsense.
In 1992, according to him, we were supposed to have finished making a bomb in 5 years. In 1996, still 5 years. So he's been on the record, even testifying before Congress, that Iran is just about to make a nuclear weapon.
And Zarif says Israel can't use the Holocaust to justify an apartheid policy in Palestine. Funeral services Saturday for Sacramento County Deputy Mark Stasiuk, shot and killed earlier this month in an auto parts store. Sheriff Scott Jones told the 3,000 present,
"Courage plays out in a variety of ways every single day. But for Mark, courage first played out for him by accepting the calling that compelled him to law enforcement. It wasn't an easy decision, you see. In his community, sometimes police mean something very different."
He's the third Sacramento County Sheriff's Deputy to die in the line of duty in 4 years. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
California has made a demand of U.S. automakers, and USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The Golden State telling automakers they must comply with its strict rules on greenhouse gases, even if the Trump administration is going to relax regulations nationally. The California Air Resources Board approving a regulation that will cut carbon releases by new cars starting in 2021. And if the automakers want to sell cars in the nation's largest state, they'll have to comply. The EPA announced in August it's planning to lower the standards on tailpipe emissions and will force California to accept them. The state answering back saying it's willing to go to court to defend its higher standards.
More than 830 people have died from the earthquake and tsunami in Indonesia, and the numbers are climbing. Officials say many people are afraid to go inside because of the aftershocks. As many as 2.4 million people have been impacted in the region. Hundreds are injured and more than 17,000 people are homeless. The largest pumpkin in America has been named. USA's Wendy King has more.
An organization that serves as the worldwide governing body for pumpkin growing contests say a New Hampshire man has squashed the competition across North America with his giant prize winner. The Great Pumpkin Commonwealth says a pumpkin grown by Steve Geddes is the biggest pumpkin ever grown in North America. It weighed in at 2,528 pounds with the deer